I'm back, marketing maestros. This is Shanita Akintande, professor, author, career coach, and marketing shero. I invite you to join me as I share my marketing expertise on this very special edition of my Marketing Insights podcast series entitled Pulp or Fiction: What Jewels Can Teach Brands in Times of Crises, Part 2.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Robux sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little money coming worked out well. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell.
To pick up what I laid down in the first edition of this podcast, I decided to serve up a Big Kahuna Burger or a Durwood Kirby, depending on your preference, and a $5 Martin & Lewis shake via some best practices that Jules Rules brands use to slay competition.
Whose motorcycle is this?
It's a chopper, baby.
Whose chopper is this?
Zed's.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Context. Jules Rules brands are named after a main character in the film Pulp Fiction. Jules, whose last name in the film is Winfield, is a Bible-quoting, non-pork-eating hitman. After Jules's life is miraculously spared from a hail of bullets, an act he considers divine intervention, Jules reconsiders his life of crime and decides to work out a diplomatic solution with people versus executing them, as he had done before. Jules Rules brands take a similar tact. Some Jules Rules brands tend to hang back, not doing anything dramatic, just playing by the rules. Other Jules Rules brands, however, make up their own rules, based largely on what each situation calls for. Jules Rules brands also carry a mantra, actually several of them, but in order to stave off chaotic scenarios, Jules Rules brands remain introspective. They are constantly seeking a higher path. To do so, they adopt many of the same tactics described by author T.L. Hanley in an Adweek piece entitled, Six Tips for How Marketers Can Play a Vital, Appreciated Role in Fighting COVID-19 All the Time. I call them Jules Rules. Jules Rule number one, keep it simple. Folks are in a funk these days. Put another way, people are under cumbersome cognitive loads and are unable to do a lot of complex thinking. People need 100% guarantee that they will be successful if they pick up whatever a brand is laying down. So make them feel in control, make them feel needed, and make them feel necessary. Jules Rule number two. Make it quick, but not too quick. 20-minute interactions appear to be the ideal time frame. 20 minutes allow consumers to have a 5-minute interaction with a brand, 5 minutes to click the donation button, and 10 minutes to feel gratified by their decision. Jules' rule number 3, give meaning to the message. The WIIFM principle is hard at work here. I talk about that in previous podcasts. Go back and take a listen. People want to know that they're satisfying a true need. So Jules Rules brands demonstrate why the program is important, what the effort will accomplish, and who will benefit. Hanley says, when people aren't sure if their help is really needed, they may second guess a brand's judgment. Jules rule number 4, make it shareable. A New York-based peer-to-peer platform called MassMatch enables people to send unused personal protective gear directly to hospitals and caretakers. The MassMatch messages get straight to the point. Job not essential, your masks are. Or try this one. The scariest mask is the one your doctor isn't wearing. Pretty powerful stuff, huh? Here's another. Got mask? Give mask. Retailers have joined the mask-wearing crusade as well. Dun-dun-dun-dun! Brands such as Home Depot, Walmart, and Target, among others, are now requiring their shoppers to wear masks throughout their stores. We're still tracking how Jules Rules brands keep themselves viable during times of crises, part deux. Jules rule number 5, skip the logos, show the results. This is sip and savor problem solving 101. Jules Rules brands know that marketers must relinquish the reins to the givers and receivers of their messages and avoid just wrapping their brands all over everything. Hanley adds, you don't want it to look salesy or self-promotional, at least not too much. And whenever possible, share the fruits of the charitable labor, whether that's first responders getting vital equipment to those in need or neighbors helping neighbors. This is a process, not a hot dog eating contest. My words, not Hanley's. Jules rule number 6, make it authentic. Consumers want brand leaders, those who are not afraid to leap into leadership roles. Jules Rules brands do that in spades. According to Ace Metrics, 75% of consumers believe brands have a responsibility to step up during a crisis, stick to core values, and design a program that fits the brand. For instance, the Lowe's brand, which has DIY built into its DNA, encourages consumers to make signs of gratitude for delivery, healthcare, supermarket, and retail workers. The AT&T brand shares tips for staying cool in school with this creative spot.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math.
As homes become schools, AT&T has created a $10 million fund to support distance learning tools, curriculum, and resources to help educators and families keep school in session.
Does anybody know what this book is?
Hi, Graf. Good morning.
Good morning.
Because the key to keeping kids learning is keeping kids connected.
So let's get down to brass tacks, marketing maestros. Jules Rules brands are masterful problem solvers, whether in or out of crisis mode. Brands that are not the Jules Rules types, on the other hand, are a bit ambiguous. They do not have a clear sense of vision. Here are a few other telltale signs. The vision of the brand inspires too little action, or the brand essence is too scattered and is hard to communicate. Call it nervous jitters. Nervous brands scare consumers. Scared consumers don't buy brands. And brands that people don't buy die, at least in the marketplace. And if you're the manager for that brand, you don't want that. I don't want that. And brands definitely don't want that. Jules Rule's brand types are like Fonzie's. And what's Fonzie like?
Hey!
Cool. Competitors in the marketplace may respond to problems effectively after they have occurred and see them as isolate, not to be repeated, potty mouth patches. However, here's what Jules Rule's brands would tell its competition during times of crises or otherwise. You're the evil brand, and I'm the righteous brand. Or it could be, you're the righteous brand, and I'm the shepherd brand, and it's the competition that's evil and selfish. But the truth is, my brand is the tyranny of evil brands. But we're trying, Ringo. We're trying real hard to be the shepherd brand. Just like I am for all of you on another special edition of my Marketing Insights podcast series entitled Pulp or Fiction, What Jules Can Teach Brands During Times of Crises, Part 2.
Get down.
Until next time, which will be our best time. This is Shanita Akintande, professor, author, and career coach, signing off. If you enjoy listening to these podcasts, be sure to subscribe on Stitcher, iTunes, or Google Play, and like them wherever you hear them. Connect with me on LinkedIn at Professor Shanita Akintande, or follow me on Twitter at Shakintande. That's at SHAKINTONDE.